It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Home sales in Metro Denver rose in June. Buyers are returning after being shut out of in-person showings because of the pandemic. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of closed real estate deals surged more than 50% last month compared to May. That's according to the latest reading from the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. More buyers are coming out now that stay-at-home orders are lifted, the report says. While closings are up, the number of listings for sale is down. Active listings fell 11% from May. That makes a decline of more than 30% from the same time last year. Home prices are up slightly. The association says the lack of available inventory for sale is keeping prices stable. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A statue of frontiersman Kit Carson has been vandalized in Trinidad. It comes as officials in Denver removed a Kit Carson statue last week. KRCC's Tracy Wall reports from Trinidad.
Someone spray-painted the word murderer across the front and back of the statue's base. Trinidad Mayor Phil Rico.
It's very counterproductive to what we're trying to do, and these people do not understand anybody that's doing this. They don't understand that that's what we are attempting to do, is to make our community someplace where people want to come and live, recreate.
The statue of Carson was first installed in 1913 to honor his role in westward expansion. But as historical statues from all over the country have come under attack, representatives of the American Indian Movement have called Kit Carson a, quote, Indian murderer. Mayor Rico says understanding the full scope of history in places like Trinidad is important. He also said that the city will prosecute if the vandals are caught. For KRCC News, I'm Tracy Wall in Trinidad.
This year's Colorado State Fair will not include a parade. The parade normally draws about 40,000 people. The Pueblo Chamber of Commerce says it's one of the oldest parades in the state and that this is the first time it's been canceled. Some other events will still happen at this year's state fair, but with pandemic restrictions in place, the fair starts in late August. A new state law means industrial facilities will have to do more to let nearby residents know about toxic air pollution. The policy requires refineries, power plants, factories, and other facilities to notify nearby communities if there's been a release of benzene, hydrogen cyanide, or hydrogen sulfide into the air. The law's main sponsors represent districts around the Suncor refinery north of Denver. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.